touching somebody is such a wonderful experience. If anybody here has had a child, they'll know what it feels like to actually hold a child, really hold a child. And I don't mean like that when they've just done the toilet. To actually feel what that feels like, to touch them, to smell something that's beautiful, to taste something that excites us in some way. We don't use our five human senses to their full capacity, and yet a lot of people, especially here today, are looking to develop a sixth sense without really knowing the pleasures of the five senses. And it's using all of these things together that actually develops psychic awareness. It's being able to tune into other people, to actually look at them and see them. The skeptics will say of mediums that they look at a person and read their body language. And I would have to say that there are times that's true. I would never deny that, because you are using your sight for that reason, to look at the person, to look at who you're talking about and who you're talking to. We need to learn to look at people when we're talking to them. We need to learn to communicate well and know who we're communicating to. And that's one of the things I try and say to people if they're doing readings or they're trying to tune in to help someone. Really study the person that you're about to do a reading for. Don't look past them. Don't keep it all in your head. You've got to really visualize that person. And it's amazing what you will actually see when you really look at someone. Because as human beings, we are very guilty of wearing masks. And actually, we can see through most people's masks if we take the time to look. And especially if we take the time to look with compassion and the intention of helping the person that's sitting in front of us. And if we do it through compassion and with good intention, then there's a good chance we'll see what they're trying to mask. We'll see what they're trying to hide from us. And we might actually find a way of guiding them and directing them out of whatever pain or suffering that they are in. So it's using your five senses first. I know for me as a medium, when I developed my own mediumship, I remember one day waking up and actually walking to work, which I'd done for, at that time, about 7 years, the same journey every day. And one day I woke up and actually realised I'd never looked at the road that I was on. I'd never seen any of the people that I passed every day. Yes, I could tell you, 2 minutes into my journey, a man in a grey suit with a briefcase would walk past me this way, a woman would stand at a bus stop, but I never actually looked at any of them because I was so focused and fixed in this sort of one-pointedness in my own life. And that's where most of us live, believe it or not, in our heads. Most of us live in this world where we are completely blinkered, and it's opening up your awareness is first of all just seeing what's around you, just recognising that there are other people out there who probably feel a bit like you do at times. To become engaged in life, that's what we're all frightened of. Most of us are afraid of actually just engaging in life because it's more responsibility. And I don't understand that. I have absolutely so many what I call friends, not acquaintances. And it's because I took the time to actually reach out to other people, to try and understand them, to communicate with them. And I'm saying this because communication is one of the biggest parts of mediumship. Communication and being able to actually bring people to you and attract them in a way that they are willing to offload their own hurts, their own sufferings. Because so many people are frightened to do that. And we lie to each other constantly about this. We use language in the worst possible way. And I've told people this before, but it's worth saying that I remember my own spirit guide, if you like, saying to me, or I asked one time, why do we have language in this world when in the spirit world it's all just telepathy? This language of feelings, which telepathy is, it's not a language of thought, it's a language of feelings emitted from one being to another. And I said, so why then were we given language? And he said, so that you could lie to one another. And you only have to look at that and you can see how we can deceive people around us, deceive ourselves because we say something. And that's very often what we do. So the language of the psychic, the language of the developing medium, is a language of feeling. And it's something I got very good at realizing very early on into my mediumship and into my development. Because a strange thing would occur when people would speak to me is that I wouldn't hear their words, I would actually hear their sound. And I used to think something's wrong with my ears, to the point that I had to go and have my ears tested several times. And they could find nothing wrong with my ears or my hearing. And every time someone would speak to me, I would actually just hear a sound like a tone. And their voice would either drone on and I'd think, oh, I wish they'd stop that. Or something else would hit you and you would actually be directed to that sound. And I've spoken to many people since then who deal with sound healing. And they said that's quite a remarkable feat to just hear the sound that somebody makes. And I thought, well, if you actually look at your children when they're babies, we react to their sound. They can't tell us anything other than the sound that they make, whether they're really in pain or they're ill. So I thought that's something that I will try and develop, which I did. The only problem with that is if you're out in a nightclub or a bar or something and people are talking to you and you think, you're just lying, you're just making that up. So that's not good. But you do actually hear the sounds that people make and it can take you into their psyche. And that's what I would first of all try and teach people when they are trying to develop psychic awareness, is to listen to the sounds that people make. Forget the words. Somebody can come in and say, I'm really happy today. And you go, that didn't sound like a really happy person. Or equally, I'm really down and I'm really upset and this and that. And you think, no, you're not. No, you're looking for attention. There's a big difference.